9,300 kilometers.
Increasing bilateral ties with South Korea despite unilateral sanctions by the U.S. The 12th Conference on South Korea and the World Economy toward broader and deeper economic collaboration in Asia has started in Tehran. The conference is organized by the Association of Korean Economic Studies, AKIS, and Iran's Monetary and Banking Research Institute, MBRI. According to economic experts, unilateral sanctions imposed by the U.S. and its allies against Iran's oil industry and central banking system have caused trade to be decreased because of financial constraints.
Iran and Korea are both part of Asia, but because of the historical reasons and because of the recent economic sanctions of the international community, bilateral trade and investment relations between Iran and Korea has rather been sort of low from our expectation.
The illegal U.S.-engineered sanctions were imposed based on the unfounded accusation that Iran is pursuing non-civilian objectives in its nuclear energy program, something that Tehran has categorically denied. The dean of the economics department of Hongik University in South Korea talked about the negative impacts of the U.S. sanctions on South Korean businesses.
The Korean economy is damaged in a sense because we had a strong economic tie with Iran, and it has been hampered by the sanction. So the Korean economy could not benefit enough from the economic relationship with Iran.
The president of the Association of Korean Economic Studies discussed the long history of bilateral ties between the two countries and how the U.S. sanctions have affected that relationship.
Iran and Korea has more than 50 years of a long-time relationship in terms of economics and other communications. So I think the sanction, because of the sanction, export-import of between Iran and Korea has been decreased dramatically, especially small and medium-sized companies have suffered from the decreasing of export and import trade volume.
Economic experts believe Iran is a valuable country to the world economy, as it owns 10% and 16% of the world's oil and gas reserves, respectively. The conference will also be held in the Iranian cities of Isfahan and Shiraz until June 29th.
According to economic experts, Iran and South Korea have had strong bilateral ties for over 50 years. However, because of recent unilateral sanctions by the U.S. and some of its allies against Iran's oil industry and central banking system, many South Korean companies and businesses have suffered. Both countries are developing new strategies to increase South Korea's investment in Iranian construction businesses, petrochemical industry, and privatization. Reporting for Press TV, I'm Hossein Iskandar in Tehran.